It happens very often that a man has it in him, that a man does something, that he does it very often, that he does many things when he's a young man, when he's an old man, when he's an older man. One of such of these kind of them had a little boy, and this one, the little son, wanted to make a collection of butterflies and beetles, and it was all exciting to him. And it was all arranged then, and then the father said to the son, "You are certain this is not a cruel thing that you're wanting to be doing? Killing things to make collections of them?" And the son was very disturbed then, and they talked about it together, the two of them, and more they talked about it then, and then at last the boy was convinced it was a cruel thing. And he said he would not do it, and his father said the little boy was a noble boy to give up pleasure when it was a cruel one. The boy went to bed then, and then the father, when he got up in the early morning, saw a wonderfully beautiful moth in the room, and he caught him, and he killed him, and he pinned him, and he woke up his son then and showed it to him, and he said to him, "See, what a good father I am to have caught and killed this one." The boy was all mixed up inside him, and then he said he would go on with his collecting, and that was all there was then of discussing, and this is a little description of something that happened once, and it is very interesting. Once, an angry man dragged his father along the ground through his own orchard. "Stop," cried the groaning old man at last, "stop. I did not drag my father beyond this tree." It is hard living down the tempest we are born with. We all begin well, for in our youth there is nothing we are more intolerant of than our own sins writ large in others, and we fight them fiercely in ourselves. But we grow old and we see that these our sins are of all sins the really harmless ones to own, nay, that they give a charm to any character, and so our struggle with them dies away. The old people in a new world, the new people made out of the old, that is the story that I mean to tell, for that is what really is and what I really know. Some of the fathers we must realize so that we can tell our story really were little boys then, and they came across the water with their parents, their grandparents, we need only just remember. Some of these our fathers and our mothers were not even made then, and the women, the young mothers, our grandmothers, we perhaps just have seen once, carried these our fathers and our mothers into the new world inside them, those women of the old world strong to bear them. Some looked very weak and little women, but even these weak and little were strong always to bear many children. These certain men and women, our grandfathers and grandmothers, with their children born and unborn with them, some whose children were gone ahead to prepare a home to give them. All countries were full of women who brought with them many children, but only certain men and women and the children they had in them to make many generations for them will fill up his history for us of a family and its progress. Many kinds of all these women were strong to bear many children. One was very strong to bear them, and then always she was very strong to leave them. One was very strong to bear them, and then always she was very strong to suffer with them. One, a little gentle, weary woman, was strong to bear many children, and then always after she would sadly suffer for them, weeping for the sadness of all sinning, wearying for the rest she knew her death would bring them. And then there was one sweet, good woman, strong just to bear many children, and then she died away and left them, for that was all she knew then to do for them. And these four women and the husbands they had with them and the children born and unborn in them will make up the history for us of a family and its progress. Other kinds of men and women and the children they had with them came at different times to know them. Some poor things who never found how they could make a living. Some who dreamed while others fought a way to help them. Some whose children went to pieces with them. Some who thought and thought, and then their children rose to greatness through them. And some of all these kinds of men and women and the children they had in them will help to make the history for us of this family and its progress. These first four women, the grandmothers, we need only just remember, mostly never saw each other. It was their children and grandchildren who later, wandering over the new land, where they were seeking first just to make a living and then later either to grow rich or to gain wisdom, met with one another and were married. And so together they made a family whose progress we are now soon to be watching. We, living now, are always to ourselves. Living always in such feeling, think back to them who make for us the beginning. It is always as grown and old men and women, or as little children that we feel them, these whose lives we have just been thinking. We sometimes talk it long, but really, it is only very little time we feel ourselves ever to have been as old men and women or as children. Such parts of our living are little ever really there to us as present in our feeling. Yes, we, who are always all our lives, to ourselves grown young men and women, when we think back to them who make for us a beginning, it is always as grown old men and women or as little children that we feel them, such as them whose lives we have just been thinking. Yes, it is easy to think ourselves and our friends all our lives as young grown men and women. Indeed, it is hard for us to feel, even when we talk it long, that we are old, like old men and women, or little as baby or as children. Such parts of our living are never really there to us as present, to our feeling. Yes, we are very little children when we first begin to be ourselves grown men and women. We say then, yes, we are children, but we know then, way inside us, we are not to ourselves real as children. We are grown to ourselves as young grown men and women. Nay, we never know ourselves as other than young and grown men and women. When we know we are no longer to ourselves as children. Very little things we are then, and very full of such feeling. No, to be feeling ourselves to be as children is like the state between when we are asleep and when we are just waking. It is never really there to us as present to our feeling. And so it is to be really old to ourselves in our feeling. We are weary and are old. We know it in our working and our thinking, and we talk it long, and we can see it just by looking, and yet we are a very little time really old to ourselves in our feeling, old as old men and old women once were and still are to our feeling. No, no one can be old like that to himself in his feeling. No, it must be always as grown and young men and women that we know ourselves and our friends in our feeling. We know it is not so by our saying, but it must be so always to our feeling. To be old to ourselves in our feeling is a losing of ourselves, like just dropping off into sleeping. To be awake, we must have it that we are to ourselves young and grown men and women. To be ourselves like an old man or an old woman, to our feeling must be a horrid losing self-sense to be having. It must be a horrid feeling, like the hard leaving of our sense when we are forced into sleeping, or the coming to it when we are just waking. It must be a horrid feeling to have such a strong sense of losing, such a feeling as being to ourselves like children or like grown old men and women. Perhaps to some, it is a gentle sense of losing, some who like themselves to be without a self-sense feeling. but certainly it must be always a sense of self-losing in each one who finds himself really having a very young or very old self-feeling. Our mothers, fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers in the histories and the stories or the others, they are always little babies, grown old men and women, or as children for us. No old generations and past ages never have grown young men and women in them. So long ago they were. Why, they must be old grown men and women, or as babies as our children. No, them, we never can feel as young grown men and women. Such only are ourselves and our friends with whom we have been living. And so, since there is no other way to do with our kind of thinking, we will make our elders to be for us the grown old men and women in our stories, or the babies or the children. We will be always in ourselves the young grown men and women. And so now we begin, and with such men and women as we have old or as very little in us to our thinking.
Since we're 9 or 10, together we climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABCs, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Adieu, Emile, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that spring is in the air, little children everywhere, think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills we would climb were just seasons out of time. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. Adieu, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song, wonder how I got along. Adieu, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere, think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills we would climb were just seasons out of time. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. Adieu, Françoise, my trusted wife. Without you I'd had a lonely life. You cheated lots of times, but then I forgave you in the end, for your lover was my friend. Adieu, Françoise, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that spring is children everywhere, just be careful, I'll be there. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish. fish on the beach.
Such a one, and I see it in him. Everyone has it to say of each one. She is like someone else, I can tell by remembering. So he goes on, always and living. Everyone is always remembering someone who is resembling to the one at whom they are then looking. So they go on repeating. Everyone is themselves inside them, and everyone is resembling to others, and that is always interesting. There are many ways of making kinds of men and women. In each way of making kinds of them, there is a different system of finding them resembling. Sometime they will be here everywhere. There can be of seeing kinds of men and women. Sometime there will be then a complete history of each one. Everyone always is repeating the whole of them, so sometimes someone who sees them will have a complete history of everyone. Sometimes someone who will know all the ways there are for people to be resembling someone sometime then will have a soon now there will be a history of the way repeating comes out of them, comes out of men and women when they are young, when they are children. They have then their own system of being resembling. This will soon be a description of the men and women in beginning. The being young and then the being children. There is then, now, and here, is the complete history of everyone, the fundamental character of everyone, the rotten nature in them, the mixtures in them, the strength and weakness of everything they have inside them, the flavor of them, the meaning in them, the being in them, and then you have a whole history then of each one, everything then they do in living is clear to the complete and understanding. They're living, loving, eating, pleasing, smoking, thinking, scolding, drinking, working, dancing, walking, talking, laughing, sleeping, everything in them. There are whole beings in them. They are themselves inside them, repeating, coming out of them. There's a history of each one of them. Always from the beginning, there was to be all living as repeating. This is now a description of my feeling. As I was saying, listening to repeating is often irritating. Always repeating is all of living. Everything in being is always repeating. More and more listening to repeating gives to me completed understanding. Each one slowly comes to be a whole one to me. Each one slowly comes to be a whole one in me. Soon then, it commences to sound through my ears and eyes and feelings. The repeating that is always coming out from each one, that is them, that makes them slowly of each one of them a whole one. Repeating then comes slowly then to each one who has it to have loving repeating as natural being comes to be a full sound, telling all the being in each one such a one is ever knowing. Sometimes it takes many years of knowing someone before the repeating, that is that one, gets to be a steady sounding to the hearing of one who has it as natural being to love repeating that slowly comes out of everyone. Sometimes it takes many years of knowing someone before the repeating in that one comes to be a clear history of such a one. Natures sometimes are so mixed up in some that steady repeating in them is mixed up with changing. Soon, then there will be a completed history of each one. Sometimes it is difficult to know it in some, for what these are saying is repeating in them is not the real repeating of them, is not the complete repeating for them. Sometimes many years of knowing someone pass before repeating of all being in them comes out clearly from them. As I was saying, it is often irritating to listen to the repeating they are doing. Always then, that one that has it as being to love repeating, that is the whole history of each one, such a one has it then, that this irritation passes over into patient, completed understanding. Loving repeating is one way of being. This is now a description of such feeling. There are many that I know and I know it. They are all of them repeating, and I hear it. I love it and I tell it. I love it and now I will write it. This is now a history of my love of it. I hear it and I love it and I write it. They repeat it. They live it and I see it and I hear it. They live it and I hear it and I see it and I love it and now and always I will write it. There are many kinds of men and women and I know it. They repeat it and I hear it and I love it. This is now a history of the way they do it. This is now a history of the way I love it. Now, I will tell of the meaning to me in repeating, of the loving there is in me for repeating. Sometimes everyone becomes a whole one to me. Sometimes everyone has a completed history to me. Slowly each one is a whole one to me. With some all their living is passing before they are a whole one to me. There is a completed history of them to me when there is of them a completed understanding of the bottom nature in them, of the nature or natures mixed up in them with the bottom nature of them or separated in them. There is then a history of the things they say and do and feel and happen to them. There is then a history of the living in them. Repeating is always in all of them. Repeating in them comes out of them. slowly making clear to anyone that looks closely at them the nature and the natures mixed up in them. This sometime comes to be clear in everyone. Often, as I was saying, repeating is very irritating to listen to from them, and then slowly it settles into a completed history of them. Repeating is a wonderful thing in living being. Sometime then the nature of everyone comes to be clear to someone listening to the repeating coming out of each one. This is then now to be a little description of the loving feeling for understanding of the completed history of each one that comes to one who listens always steadily to all repeating. This is the history then of the loving feeling in me of repeating, the loving feeling in me for completed understanding of the completed history of everyone as it slowly comes out in everyone as patiently and steadily I hear it and see it as repeating in them. This is now a little description of this loving feeling. This is now a little history of it from the beginning. Always then I listen and come back again and again to listen to everyone. Always then I'm thinking and feeling the repeating in everyone. Sometime then there will be for me a completed history of everyone. Everyone is separate then and a kind of men and women. Sometime it takes many years of knowing someone before the repeating in that one comes to be clear history of such a one. Sometimes many years of knowing someone passed before repeating of all being in such a one comes out clearly from them, makes a completed understanding of them by someone listening, watching, hearing all the repeating coming out from such a one. As I was saying, loving, listening, hearing always all repeating coming to completed understanding of each one is to some natural way of being. This is now more description of the feeling such a one has in them. This is now more description of the way listening to repeating comes to be completed understanding. This is now more description of the way repeating slowly comes to make each one a complete history of them. There are many that I know, and always more and more I know it. There are all of them repeating and I hear it. More and more I understand it, always more and more I hear it. Always more and more it has completed history. Everyone has their own meaning in them. Everyone is of a kind of men and women. Many have mixed up in them some kind of many kinds of men and women. Slowly this comes clearly from them in the repeating that is always in all living. Slowly it comes out from them to the most delicate gradation, to the checklist flavor of them. Always it comes out as repeating from them. Always it comes out as repeating out of them. Then to the complete understanding they keep on repeating as the whole of them and anyone seeing them then can understand them. This is a joy to anyone loving repeating. When anyone repeating steadily tells over and over again the history of the complete being in them, this is solid, happy satisfaction to anyone who has it in them to love repeating and complete and understand.
since we're 9 or 10. Together we climb hills and trees, learn of love and ABCs, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Adieu, Emile, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills we would climb were just seasons out of time. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. Adieu, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You try to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Adieu, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You try to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Adieu, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that spring is in the air, little children everywhere, look for sand and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills we could climb were just seasons out of time. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. Adieu, Francoise, my trusted wife. Without you I'd had a lonely life. You cheated lots of times by then, never gave you in the end, for your lover was my friend. Adieu, Francoise, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that spring is in the air, with your lovers everywhere, just be careful, I'll be there. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach.
It is impeached, but this is the only solid thing. In some children, there is more feeling and repeating, eating and playing. In some, it's storytelling and their feeling. More and more, the living is growing in men and women, and growing young men and women, and men and women. In their middle living, more and more, there comes to be in them the differences in loving and repeating in different kinds of men and women. There comes to be in some more, and in some less loving men.